Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
It don't matter where it takes me, long as I can keep this feeling running through my soul.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check those out. Use them to your advantage. You got a lot of stuff there that will help you with both of those sites, and I think you'll like my book. Stephen Gaffney has a new book. Stephen is a 12-year member of our Brain Trust. His new book is called Be a Change Champion, Mastering Momentum. And Stephen, thanks again for being here. Give us your website, please.
Yes, it's justbehonest.com.
And that's
so www.justbehonest.com.
And that's the name of one of his books and the theme of a number of his other books.
And Jim, if they actually mention the show and they send me an email, I'll send them my very first book, Just Be Honest, for free.
We appreciate that. Good deal. That's a great deal. Do that, folks. So send it to, what's your email address?
Yeah, well, if they go to justbehonest.com.
They'll find it there. Just say, hey, I heard Stephen on that guy. What's his name? That guy, Blasingame, on that show, whatever. Just give him some, tell him in general where you heard it, and he'll send you a book. So, Stephen, we appreciate that very much. So we're talking about the momentum of change, how to maintain, once you get change moving in the direction you want, to your organization needs to become fresh and new, and the old thing isn't working, you got to do something different. Once you get it moving in the way you want, how do you keep the momentum? And you talked about in your new book, you talk about how to avoid the exit ramps, how to not get derailed, as a friend of mine calls it, how to not let people get off on shiny objects, for you the leader not to get off on shiny objects. But I said That if you're managing, if you're trying to get to maintain the true north of your change, the essence of your change, and you're passing it through your organization, it's got to be simple. And you told us you would tell us how to make it simple.
Yes. So there are three keys. Obviously, the first thing is it should be about 1 to 2 sentences, the end objective. And what I love to do to demonstrate how this sounds easy to do, but really it's not. In my sessions and seminars, I have somebody, I'll have them turn to the person next to them and explain the change, and then I'll have the other person repeat back what they heard, and it's a disaster because people ramble on, and nobody knows what the end objective is. Second thing is it needs to be results-oriented. Mm-hmm. It can't just be the best we could be, respond well to our customers. It means it has to be specific. And the third key is it's got to be inspiring. People need to see how they are part of the solution, that they get excited about that. But you know what one of the biggest things that ruin momentum that we just don't do, and it's in one of the chapters in Be a Change Champion, is tackle change blockers. These are the people that
change
just
blockers.
Sit there. They block the change. Mm-hmm. Even in our personal life, we want to go after something, lose weight, exercise or whatever.
Right.
And those are the naysayers in our life, and we've mm-hmm. got to tackle and resolve those change blockers.
The negative nabobs, as somebody called it one time.
Yeah, they're a cancer. And, I'm a cancer survivor, so people say, that's a heavy word. They are a cancer. They will infect you and infect others if you don't take care of it.
Right. So how do you avoid those guys?
Well, one of the keys is to not avoid them, is you got to confront them. And there are many questions
punch,
you can
punch
ask.
Punch those bullies in the nose.
Pardon me?
Punch those bullies in the nose. Right?
No,
obviously not physically, but no, I've done this. I've seen these guys. Yeah. I've been brought in as you have been. I've been brought in to help companies change. And there's always one that will defy everything.
You better find out
who that. Here's one thing I'm going to tell them, Steve. You better find out who that one person is that you're talking about. You better find out who they are quickly, because they're there. If you haven't found them, they're doing some bad stuff before you know it.
Yeah, and they're kind of easier to pinpoint. You know why? Is because when you're moving forward with a change, they just aren't supportive. They'll be naysayers. And,
right.
And I'm not talking about people who offer constructive criticism. The difference between a naysayer and a, you know, and somebody's versus somebody's offering constructive criticism. Naysayer just tells you why something won't work.
Mm-hmm.
A constructive criticism type of person says, well, here's what doesn't work, or here's my opinion, but I have three ideas on what we could do to make it better. They contribute
ideas. And the way you find that out, which one it is, when somebody brings you a problem, then you say, what I've said is, okay, what's your solution?
Excellent. What's your solution? What would it take for you to agree? Or one of my favorite questions to ask somebody who's just sitting there and being negative is, can you live with it?
Yeah.
You ever had somebody who just brings everybody down?
Mm-hmm.
And you got to say to them, is this really this big of an issue? Everybody else is so passionate, and you're sitting there with mm-hmm. a frown on your face. And you just want to say to that person, can you live with it? Is it that big of a deal? Look at the excitement, what's happening here.
Well, and as the CEO of your company, if you've really got to make this change, that's the kind of person you have to say, John, we have a plan here, but apparently you're not part of it. Does that mean anything to you?
As I remember I had a television show years ago, and I interviewed this executive at American Express, and he had a favorite quote about that. He said, if you can't change the people, change the people.
That's right. Well said. Hey, Stephen, I need your website again, please.
Yes, it's justbehonest.com, justbehonest.com. And if they mention your show, I'll send them the very first book I ever wrote called Just Be Honest for free.
And can they buy Be a Change Champion on your website?
Yeah, if they go to our website and they actually mention your show, we'll give them a 20% discount off the book,
Be a Change Champion. We like that. Those discounts. So, folks, check that out. I think you'll like it. It's not a big book. It's the kind of book you can knock out real quick. It's very easy to read. Got good stuff in there. Hey, Stephen, good job on the book. Good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you for having me.
Stephen Gaffney, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.